This is Caitlin Rhodes. Hello, welcome, thank you for tuning in. Excited to bring up this subject today. This subject is a term that you've probably heard before. It's the cart before the horse term. The plant the seed before it grows. Writing the story of how it's going to turn out. This is a form of manifestation. It's great for people who see, you know, I've decided what I want to do with my life. I want to pick up everything I own and I want to move to LA. Or it's time I get my dream car. I don't know how I'm going to do it, how I'm going to pay for it, what I'm going to do, but I am going to get this car. I'm going to make this car happen. So whatever goal it is, this thing you want to manifest in your life, manifestation comes through clarity. We've talked about it before. This is a great tool to get this manifestation and to put it into to drive. So first thing I want to talk about is clarity. Say you want the vehicle. What are the sensations? What are you going to get out of getting this vehicle? Say it's moving out of your apartment and wanting to find a new space. What are you going to get from this new space? What is it going to give you? So the car will give you freedom. The car will give you excitement, pride because you've made an accomplishment. Any attribute that you believe this car will give you, I want you to pull a piece of paper out and write it down in great detail. After that, I want you to see where you already have this attribute. Okay? This is the trick between manifestation is in the wanting that we don't receive, right? So by having it already, you're manifesting more of it. So one way to release the block and let the energy travel towards you is by getting out of your own way. This is a great way to get out of your own way. Take that piece of paper out, write down what it's going to give you, and find where you already have it in your life. By already having it, you're out of your way. By realizing, you know what? I already have my freedom. You will find it. Where do you have your freedom? You have freedom to write. You have freedom to sit. You have freedom to eat the food you want to eat. Rather, it's on a big scale or a small, you'll find an area of your life where you already have your freedom. It'll give you pride, just joy, like I've accomplished something. Look at your life. You'll find something you've accomplished, rather it be big or small. You get in that mindset of, I'm not missing anything. I have all that I need. And you've already blocked the way or released the block so that you can manifest it coming towards you. Get out of your way. Find the attributes and what this vehicle or place or thing will give you. It'll give you your own space. This is a great one that was brought up recently. Having my new apartment will give me my own space. Where do you have your own space? Is it a 2-inch space in the bathroom? That's your space right now. Is there a beach where you can go and just be alone? Is there a hill? Is there a corner? Is there a park where you can just have your space for that moment? You have your own space already. So by blessing that space, you can release it. By realizing what you have, you can replace the new thing. So find all the attributes, make it clear. Another part is blessing and releasing. You can't manifest something beautiful and new without appreciating what you have. For instance, you want to get a new car. Every day, find a way to emotionally connect with the vehicle you already have. Maybe you don't own one. Be in touch with the bus down the street that takes you to work, with the bike that takes you to work, with the roommate that has the car. That is your form of transportation right now. This is your form of vehicle that gets you A to B. Bless that vehicle every day. Find a way to bless it and appreciate it, because you can't move anything into your space unless you've appreciated what you've already had. So putting cart before the horse, planting the seed before it grows, part of it is getting out of your way. So bless the things you already have. If you want to upgrade what you have, say you want to move to LA, great choice. Bless the space you're in. Find a way to embrace the area you're at in your current state. Okay? Find a way. There's a way. So, another way of getting in your way. This is another one I want to bring up. This is amazing. After you've done this, planting the seed. This is the biggest part right here. If you're looking to find a new apartment, do something that sets this in motion already. One thing you can do that's small, remember, you don't know how you're going to get this apartment. You don't know how much money it's going to cost. You don't know if you're going to come up with money. But by June or by whatever date, I have a goal to get into a new apartment. First thing you do, what is the apartment going to give you? Realize you have these sensations already. Find them in yourself. Get out of your own way. Second, bless the space you have. Appreciate the apartment you're in for everything it has, whether it's small or big. Then the third step is planting the seed. One way to plant the seed is to set it in motion immediately. Go down the street and buy a keychain to your new keys to your new apartment. Right? Sounds crazy, but the universe can't give you too much. So if you make room for the universe to give you what it needs, you're basically like, here, let me move some space. Let me move some things out of the way so that you can manifest your space in here, in this vacant spot. So take the keychain. That's step one. Next day, buy some boxes from Home Depot and pack your shoes in them. Pack before you leave. Plant the seed. After a few days of doing this type of thing, just look online. Do one thing for at least 5 minutes a day, every day. That's fake it till you make it type, plant the seed before it grows, something towards that goal. So maybe it's getting on the internet and just surfing around some ideas. Don't get attached to them. Don't let the money or the ideas of where they're at, don't let the logistics get too deep. Just observe. Just go, wow, okay, checked out a few apartments today. It's in the action. It's that you're doing something every day to will this into your energy space. You're allowing the universe to give you what you want by making room for what you want. The universe, again, it will not give you too much. So you have to create space for the universe to fill it. Think about it. If you have an apartment and you want to rent a room out, you can't rent the room out when someone's living in it, right? You're going to cross-contaminate. Al said this great the other day. This is awesome. If you have an ex staying in your room and the new person you're dating comes over and they pass in the hallway, how's that going to turn out, right? Woo, that's going to be weird. Same idea, right? Do not cross-contaminate. Pave room for the universe to give you exactly what it is that you want. So one way of doing this is clearing the space, okay? Clear the space and anchor in what you want. Go buy a keychain. Go look it up online. You like your Jeep? Down the road, I want you to be sitting in a Jeep. If that's your goal, I want you to literally find a dealer. I don't care if you have $2 to your name or $2,000 to your name or $20,000 or whatever your number is. Go find a Jeep and sit in it and say, wow, and celebrate it. Take a moment to celebrate that Jeep. If you're not, you'll know you're celebrating it when you're feeling it. You should be jumping. You should feel your chest pump up. You should feel yourself get excited with these movements. Otherwise, you're not connecting, okay? It's energy, right? So feel it. Feel it when you get in this Jeep. You should be doing jumping jacks when you get out, super excited that you just sat in your dream car because you're willing it into your world. Lastly, write the story. Remember, you're directing the universe where you want to go. The universe puts you here. You decide what it is you want to will into your life, and the universe will provide it. It provides through clarity, though. So one way to get clear, say you're in this apartment and you're excited to move out, but you don't know where you're going. You don't know what it's going to look like. Tell the universe what it's going to look like. Pull out a piece of paper. Write down in the greatest detail possible, detail after detail, what does this look like? So write a letter to yourself. Write a story. I'm really excited. The second that I let go of this apartment, blessed this apartment and let go of it, I will be landing in LA, or I will be into my new apartment with the space that I love. I'll have this awesome roommate. I'll be super excited. I know it'll be close to my work. It'll serve the job I want. It'll serve the space that I want. All the attributes that I desire. All these things are going to become in alignment. I want you to write in great detail what the story is. This should get you excited. If you're really connecting with this, fake it till you make it. Plant the seed. Write the story. Cart before the horse. Tell the universe what you see this looking like. When I get my vehicle, when I get my new car, I'm going to walk onto that lot with my money. I'm so excited right now. I'm going to put that money down and be like, this is my Jeep or this is my car, whatever it is. And I'm going to hightail it out of there with this big, bright smile on my face, full of accomplishment. I'm going to go where I want with my freedom and my joy because I accomplished this. I'm so excited. Who knows where this vehicle is going to take me, but it's mine. This type mentality should be celebrated. When you're done writing the story, read it to yourself and celebrate the heck out of it. You literally should be feeling goosebumps or be jumping. You should be smiling. You should be excited because you are literally embodying the story that you're going to experience. These four tools are how to get out of your way and how to anchor it in what it is you want. This is just the universal law. Once you start to study spirituality, you just choose to take the pill. You don't know where you're going with it. You don't know how. All you know is what you've been and where you've been isn't serving you anymore, and you want to learn more. And when you open up spiritually, you literally have to take the pill and you have to dive in. Just take the spiritual pill and say, I don't know what's going on. Dive in. This will make sense to you with time. This is a muscle that you're growing, and these are tools to get you there. They'll always be available to you in your toolbox. You'll always have a reference to them. So pull out your tools. Let's start with the top and go back down and make sure we have some clarity here. Step one, right? Step one's a big one.